Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP special podcast coming to you from the middle of Texas. I'm here with Arena, Barky, and Bitey. So we're just kind of killing time. How you doing, honey?
I am good.
You gotta be louder.
I'm good. How are you?
God, yeah, it's such a light feminine voice.
I know.
You could be James Tallarico.
I'm so delicate.
I mean, after all, you like men. So, no, oh, just kidding. James Tallarico. Twink or otter? I don't know. Just throwing that out there. Anyway, so Lindsey Clancy, one man with testicles can save the world. Can you believe? Now, nine women.
I know.
Two, I'm doing air quotes, men. And then the one dude's like, save your nagging crap. I ain't doing it. No, she's not getting away with it. You cannot pester me into doing it. And they tried to. They actually narked on him. They wrote like a juror number 11 he's refusing to conform to our demands. He won't do what we want. I want him sexually because he's powerful. And yet he is frustrating me. I feel so many things. I'm paraphrasing.
And that's the men, too.
That was the men, too. That could have been twink or otter.
I mean, honestly, you know they were trying to browbeat him.
Oh, you know they're...
Oh, my gosh.
They're like, well, you don't understand reasonable doubt. Bitch, you don't understand reasonable doubt. Don't tell me about reasonable doubt.
He's a hero.
I know.
As far as I'm concerned, he is a hero.
Remember how, like, 12 Angry Men was this, like, famous liberal movie about one juror who, like, wouldn't convict, and he talks the others into, like, you know, acquitting the guy, and he's, like, the hero?
Yeah.
It's like, now it's, like, 11 whiny bitches. And I'm specifically talking about the men. And there's, like, one guy, he's like, nah, I ain't doing it. The holdout juror used to be a hero. Now he's a villain because...
Now, explain the Massachusetts
law. Massachusetts law is very strange.
Yeah.
If you assert an insanity defense, and I'm using some colloquial terms here, suffers from a mental defect that requires... or... I'm not sure if it's or, does not know right or wrong because of the mental problem. And if you assert it in Massachusetts, the state has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that you're sane.
Beyond a reasonable doubt.
Beyond a reasonable doubt.
Not all doubt, right?
A reasonable doubt.
A reasonable doubt. Okay.
And you get instructed on what a reasonable doubt is. I might paraphrase it because
okay.
I don't know the Massachusetts instruction.
Okay.
But I can see reasonable doubt that she, I can see beyond a reasonable doubt she was sane. She specifically got her husband to get out of there, to leave her alone. Then she killed them one after another, seeing the consequences after each one. That's plenty.
Yeah.
To me.
And she took a phone call from him, didn't she? In between killing them. Apparently, and she was very calm, apparently, on the phone call.
Oh, great.
Did you know that?
I did not know that fact. That would have helped, too.
That was one of the things I'm pretty sure that that's in there, but I'm sure you can all check it. That was something I've seen a few times in a few different places.
Now, what happened yesterday, jury comes back after 3 days, says this hero will not budge, he will not yield, he will not give it up so sweet.
And the lawyer,
first of all, trashes this individual juror, which I don't mind the lawyer making the best case he can for his client. That's fine with me. But, you know, you don't owe your client sacrificing your dignity and any kind of integrity, which this piece of crap lawyer did. And he says, first, the lawyer says, well, I want him off the jury.
Yeah.
And I want him off because he's biased against the disabled. That hideous creature who murdered him is now in a wheelchair because she dumped out a window. Managed not to kill herself. But she's paralyzed.
But, okay, so this is where I'm confused because I see two different versions of what you said. I see the one that you said because she's actually physically disabled. The other one, I thought he complained because she's mentally.
He also, this guy doesn't believe in mental illness or something, or bias against the mentally ill.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's like, well, that makes an assumption. What's the assumption that she's actually mentally ill?
Okay, yeah, that's what I saw.
So everything demands on you accepting his premise, and then, you know, what follows. So, anyway, this guy, this guy's trashing the juror and the judge. Now, if I were the judge, I would have said, no, you pick the juror. You let him get on there. So if he's got a bias, that's kind of your problem. Second of all jurors have biases. Third of all, your job, if you want an acquittal, you got to convince 12. If they want a conviction, they got to convince 12. Anything else is a mistrial. Did you get 12? No. Okay, there's your answer. You don't get to, I got 11. That's not going to work. We're not going to put an alternate on there, so you get another chance with a different juror. He goes, well, I want to take this to the Supreme Court of Massachusetts. And he did, and the Supreme Court of Massachusetts said no. So the judge called a mistrial. Now, as somebody, and I forget, I think it's Kylie Kramer. Remember her?
Yes. Uh-huh.
She actually pointed out on Twitter something called Rule 25, which exists. I don't think it's going to come into play, but it does exist. The judge, on motion or sua sponte by himself, can make a, can essentially say, no, there was not evidence supporting this, a conviction. Accordingly, I'm directing an innocent verdict, an acquittal, or a not guilty verdict. And that's double jeopardy. You can't appeal that.
Oh, wow.
You can't appeal a not guilty. You can appeal a guilty, not a not guilty. So that could happen. I doubt it will happen. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to make a deal of some sort, I would think.
You think so?
Or they'll retry her. And let me tell you, there won't be nine women on the next jury.
But he trashed him even afterwards, saying how he wasted 7 weeks of these other.
Yeah, that's an entirely different thing.
God, what a scumbag.
But he is a scumbag.
I think he's a scumbag.
He is a scumbag.
Maybe that's another thing. I think he's a scumbag.
He is a scumbag.
Trashy person.
Yeah.
That juror 11, number 11.
I don't know if he was 11.
Whatever, juror 11.
I just like 11. It's the funniest of the 12 first 12 numbers.
God bless him.
I love that. He's like, nah, not going
to
do it.
And he didn't allow them to bully him because you know they were trying to.
There were all these freaking lame ass jurors. One's like crying. Another's like shaking her head. And he's sitting there going, based. It's the little glasses come down, the little joint. He's got like the gold chain.
He's got a cigarette.
Playa!
He's got the cigarette dangling.
He's like, you ain't taking my sack. You ain't doing that. But you know who hardest hit? Kamala Harris. Like, she needs another rock in the rucksack.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, these women have set women back so far.
Oh, other chicks were saying it. Yeah. Meghan McCain came out and said, I don't think I'm ever going to see a female president. Well?
No.
I mean, well?
And here's the other thing. If a woman can be found not guilty for murdering her three children the way she did, then at the moment that any woman says she has postpartum psychosis, those children need to be removed from that home.
Oh, they won't do that either. That's not going to happen. No, this is all for these freaking frivolous, predominantly white chicks.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about the one in Frankfurt?
Oh, yeah. She killed her kid.
She killed her two-year-old little boy. Her little baby. She hung him.
Oh, but
saying he was the Antichrist. She has other children. It's just monstrous. This is monstrous. What it's doing. Oh, my God. Oh, and she was very invested in this case, by the way, Clancy.
Of course she was.
The Lindsay Clancy case, or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, you know, at this rate, 9 out of 9 women bought this bullshit. I mean, you know, ladies, here you go. I mean, if a substantial number of you are going to fall for bullshit, don't expect guys to be like, oh, yeah, good. Well, I mean, two guys.
Man, for me, it was the way she did it. And I believe it was the son first. He was the one that she said was the most difficult person she's ever had to deal with. She knew what she was doing.
Of course she did. Of course she did. We hear a lot of people talking about, you know, conservatives need to be nicer to women because, you know, we need women's votes. What do you want me to say? 9 for 9, okay, killing 3 kids. Well, what do you want me to say?
But isn't that the same state that just said that, you know, abortion up to, like,
yes,
time of birth?
Apparently it's up to 5 or 6 years old. You don't want people to be treating you like freaking moral illiterates. I've got a suggestion. But I mean, Kamala Harris. I can't wait till somebody goes, what do you think of that? What do you think of that? And she'll like humna, you know, postpartum depression is a very important issue. You know, we need to, you know, women with mental issues need, you know, our support and our love. And every guy's going to be like, okay, if you're married to a bitch who is going down that road. See, using the bitch word a lot.
I know,
but
I saw that.
I can't help it. So, I mean, they're okay with killing children. I think I'm being nice to them. If she's like, okay, you know, you need to get a divorce and you need to get custody.
You need to get those kids away from her. But did you, I believe I read about a guy who broke up with his fiance because.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on social media. It's like, yeah, you know, I think we see things differently. You believe children should be killed when a chick feels like it, and I don't. So, you know, we can't be together. It's a red line. The killing our kids thing. Yes, I know I'm inflexible. You know, what are you doing? So. Anyway, that was depressing.
It was a sad day, but the highlight was the guy.
At least
that held out.
Yeah, at least there's one guy who's like, yeah, and they're like, he won't listen. You're right.
He's a legend.
There's a problem with, one problem with a lot of women in America is they've been told that women are special and important and magical. And they're just not used to it when someone, especially a man, says no.
Yeah.
And far too many men are afraid to go, no, we're not doing that. I'll be really sad and angry. All right. I mean, okay. I all right. Sad and angry.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Of course, I'd never say no to you.
and you read about that Constance Fisher, right? I think it was like in the 50s. where she murders.
Oh, yeah. She kills three kids. Drowns her three kids in a bathtub. Husband stands by her. She goes to a nut house. She gets out. They have three more kids. Live in the same house. She kills the next three in the same bathtub. Yeah. And the guy's like, you know, everybody deserves a third chance. I mean, guys, you need to man up. If you're like, no chick's hot enough for that. And none of these chicks are hot enough. You know, you've seen the ones supporting her. That's a salty looking crew. Okay, this is. Yeah. We're not sending.
They're not thinking. It just becomes a us against them. It is us against them. Every issue. There are no nuances. There's no really looking at it honestly.
Seeing
what's there.
I don't know what the nuance would be with the chick killed three children.
Well, I do believe that she probably does suffer from postpartum depression.
So what?
Maybe some psychosis, but that doesn't give her a right to kill her, to murder her children.
Yeah, she knew what she was doing.
She knew what she, from the way that they described how she did it, she knew what she was doing. She knew it was wrong.
You can't
tell me she didn't.
Yeah. And, you know, half of liberal chicks have a diagnosed mental problem.
Yep.
So they're basically saying, I can't be held responsible. I can't be held accountable. That's one of the problems with all this girl power bull. Women are not held accountable the way men are. All the men who've done this, and there are men who go out and kill their kids.
Yes.
And it's usually to get at the woman. Just like killing the kids is usually the way to get at the man. They all get convicted. Good. But, you know.
Well, and they should.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm not sure all of them, but I think the majority of them.
Well, yeah, yeah, no, screw them. They kill their kids. They need to be convicted. Fucking screw them. But this, you know, they're in society. We've been told for so long this stuff about women are oppressed. Bullshit. That's a lie. Women are favored at every level in society. Okay, they have less dangerous jobs. They have the justice system leans over backwards for them. Here's the joke about how you pass the bar exam on family law. You give the kids to the mom.
Gee, I don't know anymore.
I know, right?
I don't know.
Maybe if I'm a bar examiner, I'm going. You sure about that? You positive? I know your essay. You know, I'm not sure. You haven't thought that through. No, I mean, women, you know, that 60%, like some like 60% of school kids are college students are women.
Yes.
We've been to a lot of vets with Bitey and Berkey lately.
Oh, they're all women.
They are all women. And by the way, we got very good news about Bitey yesterday on a little prom she had. It indicates it is not a serious problem. She's got other issues, but so we're happy about that. And I'm not dissing the female vets. We love our vets.
No, I thought that they were very good.
They're all wonderful.
Very competent.
Competent, explain things to us. Had, you know, they
very serious.
Consistent with Grok.
Yes.
Because you know I double check.
Yes, with Grok.
Oh, I
Grok. I'm sure the vets would love to hear that.
Oh, I said, I'm a lawyer. I'm going to go, you know, do my own research. By the way, yes, you can do your own research, and you should. No, all their stuff, very good ideas. You know, we made a diagnostic suggestion, remember?
Yes.
And they were like, yeah, it's a really good idea. We'll do it that way. So we love our vets.
Yeah.
And it's not, the problem isn't female vets. I'm not even sure the problem is mostly female vets, because I don't have a problem if one gender chooses to, you know, favor a particular industry. Now, if the vet schools are woke, and you know they are, and they're saying, well, you seem like pretty much a white male, you can't go to vet school, now I got a problem.
Yeah.
And we are going to fix that stuff.
Well, we do need to. Definitely.
Now, related to that, because I'm done talking about that murderous bitch.
Here's the thing. She's a monster.
Yes.
Not a bitch. She's a monster.
Well, A bitch is a particular type of female.
Yes.
But the male equivalent is asshole.
Now, those 9 women jurors probably are, but...
And by the way, I don't mind treating men and women differently. You don't use the term a-hole for a woman, typically.
Well, maybe you don't.
Maybe you don't. Now, you can use the word bitch for a man, but that's a different insult.
It's a good one, too.
It's a good one. But anyway, Syracuse, you know that school?
Yes.
A.
I thought for a moment you were talking about someone named Syracuse. Okay, go on.
A well-regarded liberal arts college. Not really an Ivy, but just kind of like sub-Ivy.
Yeah.
Very expensive, almost $100 a year when you count everything. Up in upstate New York in Syracuse, very cold. And it's got a problem. It used to be fairly high prestige. I think that previous girlfriend went there.
Oh, okay.
Which is enough to condemn it anyway, but let's leave that aside. They can't get enough students.
Oh, no.
No, they can't get enough students.
Oh, no.
I know, right? And, of course, yeah, it's all woke and commie, of course. But this is happening to a lot of these little liberal arts colleges. We've had a birth dearth about, 18 years ago, which was right around the Great Recession. Remember the Great Recession?
Yes, I do.
I remember it vividly.
I remember Dr. Bubble.
Dr. Bubble, Dr. Housing Bubble.
Yes, Dr. Housing Bubble. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it was ugly.
It was.
And that's when births went down significantly. They've continued to go down. There are too many colleges that cost too much money and provide ridiculous education in subjects that are soon going to be replaced by AI in many cases.
Yeah.
You've got all these colleges, which have become the support system, right, for the left-wing establishment.
Yes.
Academia is a subsidy to the left to give it a cultural presence.
Yes. Well, they've priced themselves out.
Well, these are all, and plus the rise of computers for teaching.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, when we talk to young people about history or something, it's usually from a video they watch. It's almost never, well, I learned about that in class. It's, oh yeah, I watched a documentary on YouTube about that.
Yeah.
Autodidacts. It's like we used to read books, which they don't do the same way we did. Sadly, because I write books for a living. By the way, you should get my book, American Warlord. Go get it on Amazon. Pre-order it. Save the books. Get Amazon. And order American Warlord. Okay, so...
These universities are failing.
They're going to start failing within the next 10 years. I think we're going to see a lot of them go bankrupt. And that's going to be a problem for the left.
Are we going to see a rise in trades, do you think, or no?
Because
I would think we need...
I think we will. Because if you looked at the numbers yesterday, because this is Saturday that we're doing this, on Friday, job numbers came out. Manufacturing numbers are up.
Oh, good.
Bringing manufacturing back. Construction up. These are things that aren't good. Look, if you do drywall, you're not going to get replaced by AI. If you do plumbing, you're not getting replaced by AI.
It may assist you in figuring
it out. It may assist you. You may say, hey, here's a... I could see them going, hey, draw this. Here's a diagram of the, a sketch of the place. Tell me where I put everything. Boom. I don't know. I don't do plumbing. I pay for plumbers. We're rebuilding one of our bathrooms right now.
We pay them very well.
Good Lord.
Do we pay them?
Holy crud.
Okay. Yep.
But I mean, look, they do good work. We've got, really nice
work
done.
They do work we can't do. So,
They
do it well. They make it look nice.
They do make it look
nice.
Finished product is look nice.
Professional.
But what are you going to do if you are at one of these little schools and you're up at where it's cold and it's woke? And you know if you go there, it's like, you better, if you're going to get laid, you'd better, sorry I'm vulgar, but they're college students. If you're going to get laid, you need to have a videotaped and notarized consent. Or 3 months later, some chick's going to get talked into it by her feminist roommate that, you know, it was probably rape. I mean, you had a beer, but he didn't call you. And don't think that's not a consideration. The SEC schools, the Sunshine State schools, like here in Texas, huge.
Yeah.
We had a very, very, except for being, you know, a person of whiteness, a very good potential student, right? You would think the student with athletics and grades and all that sort of thing. It's like, oh, you want to go to Berkeley or Stanford? No, I'm getting out of California. I want to go to Texas. Yeah. I want to have fun in college. I don't want to be cold. I know you're going to totally do this for me. You don't want, you know, and I totally agree. Go to like Alabama or Georgia. And, you know, you see stories about these SEC schools, these kind of Sunshine State schools, good schools too.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, University of Texas in Austin is a good school.
Yeah.
These state schools are good, high quality, but it's also a fun experience. You see like the little video talking about them. Hey, why are they happy? And you look at the people and it's not chicks with blue hair and everybody's not fat and mutated. Everybody's not a weirdo. Yes, there are weirdos. And yes, there are commies on the faculty.
Well,
they are slowly getting driven out.
Yeah, I would think at UT for sure.
But
Texas A&M, you probably have less of that. I would
probably less.
I imagine.
Yeah, more outright conservatives.
Yeah.
You get none of that up north. Everybody's ugly. Everybody's got a Star Wars name.
Star Wars name.
Right? Yeah. Welcome to Tatooine U.
Star Wars.
And it's like, I don't want to go to school with, you know, 30% students paying full freight from the third world. I wouldn't want to go. I wouldn't want to do it. What about meeting other people? I don't necessarily want to only meet other people.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a few people like me around. You know, normal Americans. And of course, when I say people like me, you mean white people. Dude, I went to school in the 80s. We didn't give a shit. We didn't care about any of that stuff. It never occurred to us. I mean, I was in California. I don't know how it was in Texas. I think when you were in Chicago, they probably cared.
You know, it was a different era.
It was a different era, yeah. But it was also an era where we were more like, yeah, you know, we just want everybody be cool, have fun, you know? Hey, Michael Jackson's on. Everybody likes Michael Jackson. But now, you know, every interaction is, oh, is this person going to, you know, accuse me of something? That's one of the reasons for the birth dearth. People are afraid to date. You know?
Well, I can understand people now being afraid to date, but I think, because of social media, everybody has these super high expectations of who they should be dating.
Oh, the 666?
Yes.
6 feet, six pack?
Yeah.
Six figures?
Yes. And for a guy...
You made it, baby!
And for a guy...
You made it!
A little petite, a little curvy, a little petite, pretty... Little
I made it, too!
So...
I scored!
But there's no... There's no... Hey...
A lot of people, let me be harsh here because I've been harsh already. A lot of people, both men and women, don't understand what their expectations should be.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, everybody is not entitled to a model. Just throwing that out there. There's no cosmic justice. It says... You know, dude, you deserve Sydney Sweeney. A, you don't deserve anything. you deserve what you earn. But, you know, realistically...
But that's... Okay, but...
You know, and we know people...
Women who don't look like Sydney Sweeney aren't worthy?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying guys who think... And you know people, we know people like that. Oh, no girl's good enough for me. Dude,
yeah.
I've seen you. Literally everyone is good enough for you. I'm trashing
now,
men
now. Here's the one thing though. I do think you can have an expectation of how they groom themselves.
Well, yes.
How well groomed.
Yes.
And are clean and non-smelly.
Yes,
and
that's
wash
their
hair.
I know that's a particular particular bugaboo with you.
You know, if you don't dress really nice and you're wondering why you're not getting dates with the girls, hey, you know, elevate the look a little. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to be, you know, Brad Pitt or whoever the latest guy is. I don't know. I'm old, but just elevate your dressing.
Dude, Brad Pitt's older than me.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's like 62.
Wow. Well, whatever. Doesn't matter. Just elevate the game a bit. That's all. The grooming game. Okay.
There's lots of people.
And women, too. Women, too.
Look, I don't understand women who like, okay, if you color your hair blue, you know, and dress like, you know, Susie Sue's closet exploded on you. In a booby trap, like one of those porch bombs.
Yeah.
Nice Susie Sue reference, huh?
Yes.
You're trying not to have guys like you.
Hobo chic is not chic.
Well, there are some who are, some people, and I think some guys too, adopt a purposely transgressive look. So the issue of attraction by the other gender becomes a moot point.
Yeah.
I think they're just like, okay, I don't think I'm worthy. I don't think I'm lovable. I don't think anybody ever want me. Anytime I would engage in anything like that, it just reminds me and it's hurtful to me.
I'm going to
preempt it by making myself actively repellent so it never becomes an issue.
Yeah.
I think there's some of that.
There could be. And maybe some people just realize, oh, there are a lot of scummy people out there, and I don't want them. You know.
No, I think people who don't want specifically scummy people, when you do something to yourself, it's not because of other people. When you do something to yourself, it's because you want to protect yourself from pain.
I think it's a lot of self-protection. Yeah. I do.
And, you know.
But it's also probably things they've seen in their lives.
Do you think, you know, I think we have a lot of good advice for young people. And I had a great column on Wednesday about advice for young people. I appreciate all the comments on that. Thank you.
Oh, the financial?
Yeah, financial and other stuff. I think you and I should do a podcast where we give life advice to people. We should Dave Ramsey it. We should bring somebody on and go, tell me how you're screwed up. What the hell's your problem? What's your problem?
Yeah, because there's nothing people like better.
Well, you know,
pick me apart.
The first part is let's analyze what your problem is. Then we'll analyze the cause of your problem. That won't take long because the cause of your problem is almost certainly you. And then you and I generate a solution. I think that would be an amazing
maybe. I just podcast. Wonder if sometimes we're looking at these young people through the lens of the 70s and 80s, you know, and some of the stuff doesn't apply. The world is so different.
I think the world's different in a lot of ways, and they've got challenges we didn't have. We also had challenges they didn't have.
Yes, of course, which they can't relate to.
And nor do I expect them to.
Yeah.
But I think
that there are lessons that they can still learn.
I think, yes, there are. I think there are universal things.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
And many of them are obvious. And people get mad at folks who talk about obvious answers that are universal for this age, younger generations, future generations. and that are uncompromising, that don't allow you an excuse. I call that the Dave Ramsey effect. And people get unreasonably angry at Dave Ramsey.
Do they really?
Yes. They're like, he's terrible, he's awful, he just doesn't understand anything. Well, he basically says, don't waste your money.
The dogs think you're yelling at them.
Oh, no, I love them. He says, don't waste your money, don't get in debt, don't live beyond your means, save.
And if you have, and if you have big debt, he tells you, you're going to have to rough it.
Yeah, if you want to change. And I remember somebody once asked me, help me out. I'm like 50. It was like 20, 30 years ago. I'm like 15 grand in debt, credit cards. You know, can you help me out? And I said, sure. And I, you know, immediately start doing an Excel spreadsheet of how you, you know, here's where we'll cut. And this person was like, no. What I need is some financial wizardry. Let's appeal to magic. Okay. You know what? Didn't want to hear the Dave Ramsey type thing, which is, okay, you have a problem. It's going to take you some time to solve it, but you'll solve it. Also, you get cool stories when you have no money.
Yeah, that's right.
The way you live. Too.
And you're proud of yourself. You come
You're proud.
Like, you did, you accomplished.
Hey, something. I didn't always have money. And I was in debt. I got $3,000-$4,000 in debt.
Yeah.
That was a lot of money on credit card. I'm like, how am I ever going to pay off $4,000? Well, maybe not have 2 6-packs a night. You know? Maybe tonight it's Stouffer's French bread pizza. Everyone always talks about ramen. I was a Stouffer's French bread pizza guy. That was my thing. Because you could get that for like $3.
I did rice, beans, scrambled eggs, ramen.
Actually sounds okay.
Those are my go-to when I was paying off all my debt. And, you know, and then I would have, save a little bit for a little special treat, like maybe once every 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
And go out.
I did not get $8 coffees.
Yeah. Oh, yes. No $8 coffees. Cut all that out.
Yeah. You just.
Made my own. If I wanted it, made my own. Yeah.
And then you have good stories about it. You also have no debt.
Yes, which is the best story. That's the best ending to a story.
Yeah, we haven't had debt in what, 18 years?
Yeah.
The crash came. I said, screw that. I'm buying a car. And by then, I was done with student loans. Student loans for me were okay. I had about 70 grand in student loans, but I got to be a lawyer.
Yeah,
and
but we were really,
you know, amortize
we,
that.
We couldn't go on family trips.
We did not go on family trips.
We didn't go to Disneyland every year or every weekend like some people did. We didn't do any of that because we couldn't afford it. Or at least we were trying to pay everything off.
Meaning we couldn't afford it.
Yes. And, yeah.
But, you know, eventually I got to the point, I was doing 3 jobs. I was Army, I was writing for money. And I was also lawyering. And I didn't, you know.
And then we were able to.
And now we're able to do a lot of things that we want to do. I've got 18 books out.
We took some cool family trips.
Yeah, we've done some cool stuff.
I mean, the kids were older, but.
Yeah. Whatever. And they're still complaining about it.
Oh, yeah.
Can't believe you took me to Europe. What the hell is that? I can't believe it either.
Yeah. We'll never hear the end of this.
No, but there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Your mom. She wanted to give you culture.
There's light. Look, I think one of the messages we get is there's light at the end of the tunnel. And the thing is, we're nearing the end of the tunnel. You know?
Yeah.
I'm no longer lawyering, I guess you could call that, retired from that. And I'm certainly retired from the Army. I'm not even a government employee Fed anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
According to what? I'm a massively influential conservative influencer.
I thought you were a secret agent.
Oh, I wish it was that interesting.
Yeah, people keep lying.
I know. That's the thing about the Washington Post where it comes out and says, oh, Kurt Schlichter's being has a secret job with the Pentagon. I'm like, dude, you've made it a million times more interesting than it actually was.
Yes.
that I don't know why, and then you're calling me influential. Throw me in the briar patch. But anyway, but the thing is, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Okay, you can do okay. And I think if they're told you're never gonna get ahead, you're gonna fail, baloney.
I think a lot of it is just accepting you have to have self-discipline.
You have to have self-discipline, and yes, you have to work hard.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like accepting some truths in life. You know what? Yeah, you're always going to have laundry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Usually 3 loads a day.
Yeah. Especially if you got a family. And yes, you're always going to have dishes. You should clean up every day just to keep things clean and sanitary in the kitchen. And yes, these are some truths you have to accept. And the sooner you accept some of these truths and you just do them, the easier it becomes, actually.
Well, the thing is, time can make your problems worse if you let them linger.
Yeah.
But also, time can repair them.
Yeah.
And the time comes when the problem's done, and suddenly, you know, you're working and everything. You're not wasting money on debt. Yes, you're still paying a lot for a lot of things, but you look in your account suddenly. Wow, there's like $7,000 sitting in my bank account. I've never had $7,000 in my life.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling.
Just little, you know, like that book, I guess, that Atomic Habits, where you just change something, one little thing. You get used to that, and then you change the next thing. And you do. You really do develop these habits automatically, and they're easier to do. But it's setting aside a little bit of money. Paying everything off all the time. On time.
Yes. I've never bounced a check.
I know.
I mean, I had a clearance, so.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Yeah, I couldn't, but that's also why I couldn't partake of the weed.
Yes, the weed.
The dope.
You're not always buying every little toy.
I was not buying every little toy. There are many guns that have not been bought.
Yeah, I just think, I really do social media has done
a number on people.
Especially the youth. Especially young people. Because they see all these other young people, these influencers.
And it's all such fake. You know, they have nice cars, they're all rented.
The fake nails, the fake eyelashes, the fake extensions, the fake, I don't know what else. And they're living that life. And yeah, you can't. Don't stop watching these people because they're not helping you.
Yeah.
They're not helping you improve. I don't know. I think when I was in my 20s, I thought, who do I want to be in 20 years? Where do I want to be in 20 years? And I thought, and I looked at people who were already there, and I was like, what did they do to get there? How did they live?
Married a great guy like me.
Well, yeah, that's part of it.
That actually is.
But, you know, I think you need to look at the examples in your life, who you admire.
Yeah.
Who you admire.
I think so. And most of our audience is in the admire age range.
Yeah.
I mean, look, not a lot of you guys are like 22 listening to this, okay? Let's be frank. I'll be Frank, you be Alice.
To the moon.
To the moon! You know, I don't know. I would love to do a I Want to Solve Your Problems
podcast.
I'm going to fix you. We can fix you. That's what we ought to call it.
We can fix
you. We can fix you.
I don't mind this every now and then just going off.
I think every week we got to have somebody on. Tell me about your problem. Well, you know, I got a lot of credit card debt from when I bought like my second dirt bike. And, you know, I'm not getting enough hours at the Whataburger.
I'm in debt, but I want to buy this $25,000.
It's on sale from $27,000, man. I'm losing $2,000 if I don't buy this. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's start out with a few observations. Decisions. You're an idiot!
Decisions. Okay, that's
See, that's
insight.
Funny.
That's an insight.
That's funny. right. We can fix you.
We can fix you. Maybe that should be the next book.
No, that's a podcast.
We can fix you.
We can fix you.
Well, that's right. Nobody reads anymore.
No one reads.
It's all podcasts.
Although I'm going to do another Kelly Turnbull. But I want you to get the new book. Hey, look, we've gone 45 minutes. This is a long one.
Yeah, we got to go.
Because we've been driving through Texas.
We need to stop somewhere anyway.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right, people. See ya.
All right. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday are my town hall columns. Again, go get go to Amazon, get my book. You want to be a part of that. You want to be one of the three people who still reads. What else was I going to say? Gosh, follow me at Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. And thank you all for being VIP members. We really appreciate it. Adios. Bye.